ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. பத்ரம் கர்ணேபிஹ் ஶ்ருணுயாம தேவாஹ, பத்ரம் பஶ்யேமாக்ஷபிர் யஜத்ராஹ, ஸ்திரைரங்கைஸ்துஷ்டு வாகும்ஸஸ்தனூபிஹ் வ்யஷேம தேவஹிதம் யதாயுஹ். ஸ்வஸ்தி ந இந்திரோ விருத்தஶ்ரவாஹ, ஸ்வஸ்தி ந பூஷா விஶ்வவேதாஹ, ஸ்வஸ்தி நஸ்தார்க்ஷ்யோ அரிஷ்டநேமிஹி, ஸ்வஸ்தி நோ ப்ருஹஸ்பதிர் ததாது. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஸோ வி ஆர் சீயிங் தி தேர்ட் ஸ்லோகா இன் தி செகண்ட் செக்ஷன் ஆஃப் தி ஃபஸ்ட் முண்டகம், ஃபஸ்ட் சாப்டர். லெட் அஸ் ரீட் தட் ஸ்லோகா அகெய்ன். யஸ்யாக்னிஹோத்ரம் அதர்ஷம் அபௌர்ணமாசம் அசாதுர்மாஸ்யம் அநாக்ரயணம் அதிதிவர்ஜிதஞ்ச அஹுதம் அவைஷ்வதேவம் அவிதினாஹுதம் ஆசப்தமான் தஸ்ய லோகான் ஹி நஸ்தி. ஸோ இன் தி ஃபஸ்ட் செக்ஷன் த டீச்சர் அங்கிரஸ் he had presented two stages of spiritual sadhana in the form of aparavidya and paravidya. Both of them are to be followed by everyone in a sequential manner. Aparavidya is the means which will take a person to paravidya, which will lead ultimately to moksha. So having introduced these two vidyas in the second section, teacher explains both of them. Aparavidya consists of two disciplines, கர்மயோகா அண்ட் உபாசனா யோகா. தட் இஸ் பராவித்யா அகெயின் கன்சிஸ்ட் ஆஃப் ஒன்லி ஒன் திங் கால்ட் ஞான யோகா. அண்ட் இன் திஸ் செக்ஷன் த டீச்சர் டாக்ஸ் அபவுட் தி அபராவித்யா கன்சிஸ்டிங் ஆஃப் போத் யோகாஸ் அண்ட் ஆல்சோ டாக்ஸ் அபவுட் தி டிரான்சிஷன் ஃப்ரம் அபராவித்யா டு பராவித்யா, ஹவு இட் டேக்ஸ் பிளேஸ். ஸோ இன் திஸ் கான்டெக்ஸ்ட் அபராவித்யா இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் கர்மயோகா இஸ் பீயிங் டாக்ட் அபவுட். தி மோஸ்ட் இம்பார்ட்டண்ட் கம்போனன்ட் ஆஃப் கர்மயோகா தட் இஸ் வாட் இஸ் பஞ்ச மகா யஜ்யா, தட் இஸ் அ விஹித கர்ம, ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் டிசிப்ளின்ஸ் ப்ரிஸ்கிரைப்டு பை தி வேத பூர்வ பாகா. வி ஹவ் சீன் ஆல் திஸ், ஐ எம் ஜஸ்ட் ஒன்லி சமரைசிங். ஸோ தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் வெர்சடைல் டிசிப்ளின்ஸ். தே கேன் கிவ் மெட்டீரியல் ப்ராஸ்பெரிட்டி அண்ட் ஆல்சோ ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் க்ரோத். தே கேன் மெயின்டைன் த ஹார்மனி ஆஃப் தி செட்டப், மெனி பெனிஃபிட்ஸ். ஸோ தே ஆர் சப்போஸ் டு பி கம்பல்சரி. ஸோ தெர் ஆர் மெனி காமிய கர்மாஸ் மென்ட் ஃபார் ஸ்பெசிஃபிக் வேர்ல்லி பெனிஃபிட், தே ஆர் நாட் கம்பல்சரி ஃபார் ஆல். பட் பஞ்ச மகா யஜ்யாஸ் தே ஆர் கம்பல்சரி. தே ஆர் நாட் காமிய கர்மாஸ், தே ஆர் கால்ட் விஹித கர்மா, த ப்ரிஸ்கிரைப்ட் டியூட்டீஸ் ஆஃப் எனி இண்டிவிஜுவல். அண்ட் அமங் தம் தி ஃபஸ்ட் அண்ட் த ஃபோர் மோஸ்ட் ஒன் இஸ் தேவ யஜ்யா. அண்ட் இன் த்ரேதா யுகா ஃபார் எக்ஸாம்பிள், இட் வாஸ் இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் வேதிக் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ், எஸ்பெஷலி அக்னிஹோத்ரா. Along with the Agnihotram, a few allied rituals are also enumerated in this particular mantra. They are called Nishkama Karmani. For a human being, Veda says Pancha Maha Yajnas are compulsory. And we saw the list of all the karmas: Agnihotram, Darsham, Purnamasam, Chaturmasyam, Agrayanam, Atithi Pujanam. Atithi Pujanam is Annadanam. So for the Pancha Maha Yajnas, procedures are given. Following them is called vihita vidina hutam, that we also saw in the last class. Now the Upanishad says if a person does not do all of them, and that is why in every word one extra letter a, meaning not, the opposite, negative, that is added. So adarsham, adarsham means the darsha ritual supposed to be done on Amavasya day, that is not done. Adarsham a purnamasam, without doing the whatever rituals are to be done on the Purnamasya, and a Chaturmasyam, without Chaturmasya rituals, Anagrayanam, without Agrayanam, and Atithi Varjitam, without Annadanam, and Ahutam. It is done in the wrong time and the wrong place. Avidina Ahutam, done improperly. So without following the procedures, if a person violates all these rules, then what happens? The Pratyavaya Dosha will come, and not only it will come, it will destroy 7 generations. So Asaptaman Tasya Lokan. Lokan here refers to the Karma Palam or next Janma. It will destroy. దర్ఫోర్ అట్లీస్ట్ టు అవాయిడ్ ది పాపం ప్రతివాయ దోషం యూ హ్యావ్ టు ఫాలో ది పంచమహాయజ్ఞ. దట్ ఈస్ ద మెసేజ్ ఇన్ ది శ్లోక. నౌ లెటస్ దట్ శ్లోక వి సా ఇన్ ద లాస్ట్ వెబినార్. నౌ లెటస్ గో విత్ ది నెక్స్ట్ శ్లోక. శ్లోక 4. కాళీ కరాళీ చ మనోజవా చ సులోహితాయా చ సుధూమ్రవర్ణా స్ఫులింగిని విశ్వరుచి చ దేవి లేలాయమానా ఇతి సప్త జిహ్వాహ. హియర్ ద ఉపనిషత్ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ దేవయజ్ఞ యాజ్ అ ఫైర్ రిచువల్, యాజ్ అ హోమ. యాజ్ వి సెడ్ ఫైర్ రిచువల్ ఈస్ నాట్ ది కంపల్సరీ టైప్. ఎనీ టైప్ ఆఫ్ పూజ ఆర్ ప్రేయర్ విల్ కమ్ అండర్ దేవయజ్ఞ. వి ఆల్రెడీ టోల్డ్ దాట్. అండ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ది ప్రొసీజరల్ రూల్స్ ఈస్ దాట్ ది ఆబ్లేషన్స్, ఇఫ్ యూ డూ అన్ యజ్ఞ, ది ఆబ్లేషన్స్ should be offered only when the fire is with flames. Otherwise, it is wrong. It will not give the benefit. Environmentally also, it is not good because you will get, you know, lot of smoke which will spoil the atmosphere. So, greenhouse gases, all those things they say. So, the yajamana also will have lot of tears only with all the smoke. Therefore, the rule is what? Fire must be burning well with flames surging forth. And the Upanishad talks about varieties of flames. Look at the details. They are all like the tongues of the Agni Devata. The Upanishad imagines Agni Devata is there in the Homakunda. He has opened his mouth wide open and the tongues are out and you feed. Then you offer saying Agni Eswaha Aam, Prajapata Eswaha Aam. You offer various oblations. And what are the tongues of the flames? The Upanishad enumerates a beautiful description. Sapta Jihvaha. 7 types of flames can be experienced. And what are those? It names them Kali. Kali means it's not Kali Devi. Kali means the dark-tongued flame. And Karali, it's a very fierce flame with very high, fierce temperature. And Manojavacha, the fast-moving flame across the Homakunda. It is very swift as the mind. And Sulohitacha, the deep red flame, red as iron. And Sudhumravarna, smoke-colored flame, the smoky flame. And Spulingini, it's a very fierce flame with a cracking flame, cracking sound also, sparkling one, which makes sound. And Vishwaruchi, blazing flame. Here, Ruchi does not mean taste, but color, multicolored flame, we can say. Devi is not another flame, it is with Vishwaruchi Devi. So, it moves about in the Homakunda. And iti sapta jihvaha, and these flames, lelayamanaha, they all move about in the Homakunda. And if the flames, for example, are not there, what do? We should fan, or we have to blow. For that, we have got the blower also. It is called, it's a cylindrical thing, hollow one, Homakunda, they call it in Tamil. Because you are not supposed to directly blow the flame because the saliva is supposed to be, it's not pure. And when the flame comes, you offer oblations. The Agni Devata is supposed to be the courier service of the Devaloka. So when you say, Prajapata Yeswaha, Agni Devata will receive the oblation and he will transport it to Prajapati and all the other Devatas accordingly. And all these are part of what? They are all part of Karma Yoga. So, very important for spiritual growth. And these days, you know, there are big houses, but there are houses, but they are not homes. Home means what? A family must be together. And these rituals are occasions where the members can come together. So, they do pradakshinam, the agni, they do namaskara at the end of the ritual, and they also do deeparadhana. So, it unites the family. Cementing force is the Vedic ritual. Long time ago, actually, it seems there was in the Reader's Digest magazine, Swamiji said that they had written an article. If you do not have a ritual, what do? You please invent a ritual. At least go around the dining table. So these are all methods of keeping the family together. So a family which prays together stays together. Otherwise, they will meet together in the court for different reasons. So anyway, the rituals are very, very important. Mantra 5. ఏతేషు యశ్చరతే భ్రాజమానేషు యథాకాలం చాహుతయ హ్యాదదాయన్ తం నయంత్యేతాః సూర్యస్య రశ్మయః యత్ర దేవానాం పతిరేకో దివాసః. అకార్డింగ్ టు ది వేదాస్ దీస్ పంచ మహాయజ్ఞాస్ దే కెన్ గివ్ టూ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ పుణ్యాస్. புண்ணியம், புண்ணியம் மீன்ஸ் வாட், தி இன்விசிபிள் பாசிட்டிவ் ரிசல்ட் இன் யுவர் பேங்க் அக்கௌண்ட், தி புண்ணியம் அக்கௌண்ட், இட் வில் ப்ரொடியூஸ் ஃபேவரபிள் கண்டிஷன்ஸ் லேட்டர். ஸோ த பஞ்ச மகா யஜ்ஞாஸ் தே கேன் ப்ரொடியூஸ் டூ டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் புண்ணியம், டிட்டர்மின் பை வாட், டிட்டர்மின் பை அவர் சங்கல்பா, தட் இஸ் அவர் சாய்ஸ். அண்ட் ஒன் இஸ் த மெட்டீரியல் புண்ணியம், ப்ரொடியூசிங் மெட்டீரியல் ப்ராஸ்பெரிட்டி அண்ட் மெட்டீரியல் வெல்பீயிங் இன் திஸ் லைஃப் அண்ட் ஆல்சோ ஆஃப்டர் டெத். இட் கேன் டேக் எ பர்சன் டு தி ஹெவன்லி வேர்ல்ட், வி கான் கால் இட் மேபி ஸ்வர்கலோகா. And the second benefit is you can convert the Pancha Mahayajna for internal spiritual growth also, for acquiring the qualifications required for spiritual knowledge. In Tattva Bodha language, Chatana Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampanna Adhikaritvam. So in Bhagavad Gita also in the 13th chapter, all the virtues, they are all talked about Amanitvam, Adambitvam, Ahimsa, Kshantihi, Arjavam, Acharyopasanam. So these are all internal refinements, spiritual benefits. We can choose any one of them. Mamopata, Samastha, Durdakshay, Dwara, Sri Parameshwara, Prithyatma, Shatsat, Jnana Vairagya Siddhartham. When you say, then it will help to gain Paravidya. Aham Brahmasmi, iti knowledge. So, if I do not mention that Dhanam, Dhanam, Pashum, Bahuputra, Labham, all those things, then you can ask for money, name, fame, position, possession, all those one can ask also. So, through worldly effort, we can get material well-being. Through Pancha Mahayajna, we can choose spiritual well-being also. That will be ideal. So do not use, for example, religion for material benefit. Use your own hands and legs and brain for getting material prosperity. Both material prosperity and spiritual growth, both options are available. That's why in Kathopanishad it is called Shreyo Marga and Preyo Marga. But here, Veda talks about the possibility of material well-being through Pancha Mahayajna. One material well-being is Ihaloka Palam. This is one material prosperity. The other is after death, this particular Jiva will be taken to a heavenly world. What is the definition of a Jiva? When I say Jiva, at the time of death, the physical body will be dropped here. The body cannot go to heaven. They will not allow it to go also. They will burn it, cremate it. So it will be taken to cremation. So then what do we mean by this Jiva? Jiva, Sukshma Shariram, the subtle body, the mind and the Prana Tattvam, the Karana Shariram and the reflected consciousness, this entire bundle, which is the nucleus of the individual, together that is called Jiva. And the mind plus Karana Shariram and all the Punya Papa Karmas, they are all registered in the mind. These are vasanas. And this jiva leaves the body and travels. And so after death, this surviving mind, the invisible one, that is called pretam. We have heard the term pretam. When the sthula shariram is there, we use our free will. Free will always goes along with the physical body only. During dream, for example, we do not have free will. Because during dream, we have dropped the physical body. We are in the mental body, and what dream should come, we cannot choose. If we can choose, that will be wonderful. We cannot choose. Because free will is available only when the human body is available. So the departed jiva, it cannot decide where and how to travel and which should be the next body. Whether it is in this loka or some other loka, the jiva cannot decide. Therefore, Shastra says, Bhagavan has appointed several devatas. They are supposed to guide the jiva to various lokas. Now the Upanishad says, this yajamana, who did the Pancha Mahayajna, will be taken to the heavenly lokas where one can enjoy. This is the description here. Look at this mantra now. Yeteshu brajamaneshu yas charate. Charate means, suppose a person performs the Pancha Mahayajnas, including the Deva Yajna, by offering oblations into Agni. And what type of Agni? Agni in which Brajamaneshu, the sevenfold flame, are surging forth, shooting forth, charate. So all these oblations are offered in that. Yata Kalam, at the time and in the right manner, then what will happen to him after the fall of this physical body? This Jiva will be guided by the Devatas he worshipped during the Pancha Mahayajnas. Therefore, ahutayaha, it literally means these oblations, ahutis. So the oblations, they represent the various devatas invoked during the rituals. ఆహుతయః హతధాయన్ దే వెల్కమ్ హిమ్, ప్లీజ్ కమ్ దిస్ వే, ఆల్ దోస్ దేవతాస్ దే వెల్కమ్ హిమ్. ఇట్ ఈస్ అ కండక్టెడ్ టూర్ లైక్ యు నో యూ ప్లీజ్ ప్లీజ్ కమ్ దిస్ వే దిస్ వే. సో దే ఇన్వైట్ యాజ్ ఇట్ వర్ సెడ్ ఇన్ ద యాక్చువల్ ఇన్ ద థర్డ్ లైన్. ఏతః తం నయంతి సూర్యస్య రశ్మయః. ద వేద ఇట్ డిస్క్రైబ్స్ ఆల్ దీస్. డూ నాట్ ఆస్ ఫర్ ఆల్ దీస్ సైంటిఫిక్ ప్రూఫ్ అండ్ ఆల్ ఫర్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్. వీ కెనాట్ పర్సీవ్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ అట్ ఆల్. యాస్ ఐ టోల్డ్ దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ డిఫరెంట్ రియమ్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ బియాండ్ అవర్ సెన్సరీ పర్సెప్షన్. వీ షుడ్ రిమెంబర్ వరల్డ్ ఈస్ నెవర్ కన్ఫైన్డ్ టు వాట్ ఈస్ అవైలబుల్ ఫార్ అవర్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్. సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ హ్యావ్ దర్ లిమిటేషన్స్. అవర్ పర్సెప్షన్ రేంజ్, అవర్ ఆడిబుల్ రేంజ్, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ వెరీ లిమిటెడ్ అండ్ యాజ్ ఏజ్ గోస్ అప్ ఇట్ విల్ బి ఈవెన్ స్టిల్ మోర్ లిమిటెడ్. What the dogs, for example, hear, we cannot even hear. Therefore, remember, the world is not confined to what we experience. Vedas talk about different lokas, and the jivas are taken there. Through what path? Suryasya Rashmayaha. Actually, Shankaracharya, in his commentary, he writes, it should be Rashmayaha, the Prathama Bhakti, that must be converted to Tritiya, Suryasya Rashmibhi. So, through the rays of sun, as it were, they will be carried to higher lokas. What is higher loka? Yatra devanam patihi, where the lord of devas, he resides, Indra, namely Indra, Devendra, adivasaha, the residents of heavenly, the heavenly world. In short, a world where everything is qualitatively very superior. Body is the best body without, you know, blood pressure, sugar and all that. Best sense organs, best environment, best sense pleasures, everything is wonderful. And not a life of 20 or 30 years, but thousands of years without aging, where you need not worry about degenerative diseases at all. All the time one will be young. And when the punyam is exhausted, suddenly you find you are back to maybe some other place in the earth as kshine punye martya lokam vishanti. Therefore, you can enjoy thoroughly until punyam is exhausted. This is the description of swargaloka. In other religions, they talk about eternal heaven. Veda does not believe in eternal heaven. This is also a loka only. It is not eternal. You can enjoy. But what do you have? You have only a returning visa. These are all material benefits of Pancha Mahayagnas. Mantra 6. Yehye hite hitim tamahutayaha suvarchasaha suryasya rashmibihi యజమానం వహంతి ప్రియాం వాచం అభివదంత్యః అర్చయంత్యః ఏషవః పుణ్యః సుకృతో బ్రహ్మలోకే లోకః. సో ది ఉపనిషత్ నౌ గివ్ సమ్ మోర్ ఇన్సిడెంటల్ డిస్క్రిప్షన్స్, నాట్ ఎ వెరీ వెరీ బిగ్ థింగ్, బట్ గ్లోరిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద హెవెన్లీ లైఫ్. ఇట్ పాయింట్స్ అవుట్ ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ యు గో ఫ్రమ్ భూలోక టు దేవలోక, వాట్ ట్రీట్మెంట్ యూ విల్ గెట్ దేర్? దర్ ఇస్ దట్ ప్రాబ్లమ్. When you go and settle in other countries also, as we all have come to America, there are also native place people there, and you have got only now a borrowed status, and sometimes in some countries you are treated like what? As second class citizens. Naturally one may wonder, in heaven will there be natives? How will they treat me? It says, no, you are welcomed there, because there is no dearth of resources. It is vast and everything is in abundance. Veda describes all this very graphically in this shloka. Suvarchasaha ahutayaha, the bright oblations, they represent the devatas worshipped in the yajna. So ahutayaha literally means oblations. Here the devatas worshipped through the oblations. Suvarchasaha, they are very bright devatas. They are all in reception counter now. And as even you enter into those lokas with the beautiful heavenly body, what do they say? Like in all these marriage receptions, yehi, yehi, iti, within quotes, you are most welcome, please come, please come. Saying so, suryasya rashmibihi yajamanam vahanti, through the rays of the sun, these are all, you know, descriptive, you know, figurative. Yajamanam vahanti, the yajamana, the karmi, the person who does the panchamaha yajnas, vahanti, they lead to the heavenly houses. And all the houses are also ready. Not ordinary houses, fantastic houses, all conveniences. At least imagine all of them, whether we go there or not. So, yajamanam vahanti, priyam vacham abhivadantayaha and archayantyaha. They glorify the yajamana saying, you have done wonderful karmas in your life. Remember them. Through panchamaha yajnas, He has not benefited himself only through them. It is a contribution to the entire cosmic makeup. Because you have done noble contributions, you are a very great person. That is how they glorify him. Lifetime achievement award they give. Priyam vacham. And then abhivadantyaha, uttering extolling words, and archayantyaha, offering honor, respect. They say, yeshavaha punyaha brahmalokaha. Brahmalokaha means swargalokaha. This is yours. Straight away, citizenship is already given. No need to wait. Brahmaloka sukritaha. Sukritaha means this is earned through your punyam, through your good karma. Shloka 7. Plavahyete adridha yajna rupaha ashtadashoktam avaram yeshu karma etachreyaha ebhinandanti mudaha jaramrityam te punareva piyanti. Another beautiful shloka. When the person performs the panchamaha yajna like this, not only they give material prosperity, heavenly lokas and sense of harmony, all those things, they give internal growth also. Even when performed for worldly benefits as avantara palam, these are all like byproducts, they give internal growth also. When they are done only for spiritual benefit, they give lot of refinement of the personality. This refinement will help him understand the nature of karma activity, whether it is worldly karma or religious karma, and it includes upasanas also. And all the karmas and upasanas, they have got advantages. They give wonderful benefits. But all of them have the other side also, the flip side. They have limitations also. Initially, a person sees only one side of the karma, because of the immaturity. But as a person becomes more and more mature, through Pancha Mahayajnas, he will understand the limitations of karma. What are the limitations of karma? We have dealt with this earlier, but we will just go through it again. Karma will produce karma palam. And the palam can be kayika, vachika, manasa, karmatrayam. So it will produce karma palatrayam also, three types of karma palam. Threefold benefits. And what are the threefold benefits? Artha, lot of wealth. Kama, because of wealth you will get lot of pleasures. Not only that, dharma, that is our punyam, so you can get heavenly pleasures also. So all these are benefits of karma palam. These are the positive benefits. But they all have intrinsic deficiencies also. That is called doshatrayam. The palatrayam, doshatrayam. These are threefold doshas. And what is the first dosha? Dukkha mishritatvam. All the pleasures are equally mixed with pain also. Because acquisition involves pain. Because of heavy competition, thereafter preservation is equal pain. Yoga, kshema, both are painful. Preservation of relationship itself is a pain. Somebody jokingly said, what is joint family? Swamiji gives this. When husband, wife are joined, how long they are joined, we do not know. That is a joint family. So everything we have, we struggle to preserve. Pain for preservation. In spite of efforts, everything that we acquire is acquired in time also, whether it is. Karma is finite. Karma palam is also finite. Therefore, it has got a date of manufacture and a date of expiry also. So, you go to Swargaloka, expiry date will be there. You go to Brahmaloka, there too expiry date will be there. And that is why in Bhagavad Gita 8th chapter, Krishna says, Abrahma Bhuvanat Lokat Punaravartino Arjuna, Punaravartino Arjuna. So even if you go to up to Brahmaloka, you have to come back. Therefore, there is pain of losing them also. Greater the joy, greater the pain of losing. Pain is directly proportional to the pleasure when it is lost. All the karma palams have got dukkha mishritatva dosha, mixed with dukkham. A person discovers this at what time? At 90 years. Some have to take maybe even several janmas to discover this truth. And what is the second dosha? Atriptikaratvam. Any amount you acquire, there is always what? Somebody to compare. Neighbor, maybe I have got two-bedroom house, he has got three-bedroom house. I compare. Therefore, any amount you acquire, there is no contentment. Because it is a journey from finite to where? To finite only. Infinite can never be produced by karma. Because what is produced is finite only through karma. So, karma palam is finite or infinite? It is finite only. Therefore, discontentment will be there. Dissatisfaction will be there. Always the struggle to be different from what I am now. Always I want to grow into what I am not. So, this is samsara. This is called atriptikaratva dosha, second dosha. And what is the third dosha? Bandhakatvam. Having enjoyed certain standard of life, without that I cannot even imagine a life. I am addicted to that. I am dependent on these conditions. So through all these efforts, I have traveled from dependence to what? To more dependence only. I am not going from bandha to moksha. I am going from bandha to stronger bandha. So the third dosha is bandhakaratvam. So, bandhakatvam, bondage. So, these are all the three limitations of karma phalam or karma. So, every human being has to discover this fact. Then alone, paravidya will become relevant to him. So, in these shlokas, the Upanishad educates us on the limitations of karma and karma phalam. Until the previous shloka, the advantages of karma was given. Now, the disadvantages are being enumerated. The plant is only one. First, the rose flower was talked about, so nice. Now, he talks about what? The thorn behind every flower that you embrace. The thorns will prick us. That means what? You should know both sides of the relative world to come to the absolute. This shloka says, the limitation of karma is that it can give only temporary benefit. The Upanishad says, karma. So, yajna rupaha adridaha. It is adridaha. Every karma action, whether it is worldly or religion, is limited in nature. It is called parichinnam or limited. Let me have a sanity check again. Please somebody respond whether everything is okay, audio or video is okay still. So, we want to make sure that, you know, everything is still okay. Anybody can respond please? I don't get any response from anyone. Is audio video okay? I see only Chris Gopal saying. No video. Now if everything is okay, I don't know whether it is everything is okay or not. I see Chris Gopal saying yes, so I don't have anything else afterwards. I hope it is okay. I will continue still. I don't know what is happening with this Citrix. So because to perform karma, we use actually varieties of accessories. And all these accessories are all limited. And out of these accessories, karma comes out. Karma is also limited. Out of karma, karma palam comes out. So that also should be limited. So palam gives sukham. And sukham also should be limited naturally. So there are four stages. The accessories are called karakaha. So karakam produces kriya. Kriya is action. And kriya produces phalam. And phalam produces sukham. Each one is limited. So karanam anityam tasmat karyamapi anityam eva. And the Upanishad talks about the accessories used for karma. What are those accessories? Ashtadashoktham. For big Vedic rituals, they use several priests. Ashtadasha means 18. The priest belonging to each Veda, they are involved in the performance of an yaga. Rigveda group of priests, you know, they call Hotraganaha. So, group of four priests of Rigveda. And their job is what? Inviting all the devatas to receive the oblations. And then they have got four priests of Yajurveda called Advaryugana. Advaryugana, they are all people, you know, who are supposed to be, you know, the performing the yajna, Advaryugana. Their job is offering of the oblations. Let me see, I don't know why it is rotating. The webcam has some problem, I don't know why. Anyway. And then they have got four priests of Yajurveda, they are called Advaryugana. Their job is offering of the oblations. And the third group is the Samaveda group of priests. They are called Udghatrugana. They sing the Samaveda in loud voice, Samagana, very, very loud. Udgana means with loudly. So by doing that, they praise the devatas and their glories so that the devatas will give more. And in each one, there are four people. Then the fourth group belongs to the Atharvana Veda, which is called Brahmagana. It's very powerful. Their job is supervising the entire event. Whether Hotragana is chanting the right mantras, the Udgatragana is chanting properly, the Advaryugana is offering the proper oblations to please the various devatas. So Brahmagana job is that. So 4 multiplied by 4 is 16 priests are involved. Not in a smaller yaga, but in big yagas generally. Then there are two more important people. That is the Yajamana, the organizer of the Yajna, and his wife. So he can never organize a yaga unless he is a grahastha, brahmachari. Cannot do any yaga. Vanaprastha also cannot do yaga. Sannyasi cannot. So grahastha along with his wife alone can do yaga. That is why separate duties for wife are not mentioned. Because both husband and wife are taken as one unit for performing the Vaidya karmas. Many people think ladies are neglected in rituals. Ladies are never neglected. Without ladies, they cannot even do an yajna. So they are jointly part of the yajna. So yajamana plus patni, his wife. So in fact, the very word yajamana means one who performs yaga. Thereafter, any leader got the name as yajamana, which is not correct. So totally 16 priests, yajamana and patni, 18 members are involved. Then Homakunda is involved, mantras are involved, other accesses are involved. But the Upanishad highlights all of them, they are all finite. As the action is, so the result is. If the action is finite, the result also is going to be finite. So Apurnatvam will lead to more Apurnatvam only. That means even after getting the phalam, you are not going to be satisfied. So Tripti will not come through karma. And therefore, plava adridaha. And all of them are adridaha, fragile. They are finite, short-lived, parichinnam. And therefore, plava adridaha. They are like fragile boats used to cross the ocean. Similar is the ocean of samsara. Samsara sagara cannot be crossed through any amount of rituals. You have to come to Vedanta Jnanam only to cross samsara sagara. Karma or Karma Yoga cannot help you to cross. Karma Yoga can give purity of mind, not Jnanam. Both Karma Yoga and Karma are fragile. That should be noted, the Upanishad says. They are fragile boats and Karma is called Avaram. Because later another bigger sadhana is talked about in the form of Upasanas. Varieties of Devata Upasanas. They are all superior because they are manasa karma. And compared to upasana, these physical rituals are called inferior karmas. Therefore, rituals are called avaram karma. Meditations are called param karma, superior. Both are finite only. So, avaram karma is like plava adridaha yajna rupa. So, yeshu dependent on these accessories are the finite karmas. So, the Yetat Shreyaha Ye Abhinandanti. If a person thinks that all these rituals can take him to moksha, he is a confused person. The Upanishad wants, it gives them a special title, Mudaha. Those deluded people, they think Yetat Shreyaha, all these Laukika Karmani. Even many people ask, I serve the society, I do so much of social service, I am part of several NGOs, and I do this karma, that service, can they give me moksha? If you ask, Upanishad says clearly, do lot of service to society, build the hospitals, build the schools, build orphanages, all of them, do everything, purify your mind, then what do? Hand them over to your children or to the next generation. Let them take care of it, gradually you withdraw and do what? Attend Upanishad classes. Do Atma Vichara. Do self-inquiry. If you think that service itself will give moksha, Upanishad says such people, Mudaha. They are deluded people. Abhinandanti. They proudly acclaim. They keep an album for everything. I have done this. I have done that. I have got this award, that award, Padma Award, Padma Bhushan, Bharat Ratna, all that. All this you can get. It will not give you moksha. No moksha means no peace of mind. Moksha means lasting shanti. So, yeta shreyaha. The word shreyaha is moksha sadhanam. If one considers karma as means of moksha, he is mudha. And what will happen to them? Jara mrityum te punarevapi yanti. as a result of karma, they will go through samsara only again and again, consisting of what? Jara and mrityu. Jara, all this old age, and mrityu, death. Even the most powerful workaholic, after some time will find out that he is not able to do anything, bedridden. And that life will become most miserable because I don't know how to handle my time. More than that, how to handle my own mind. In young age, we handle the world. In old age, we have to handle our mind and our body. In young age, mind and body is the means, world is the object. In old age, world disappears. My world is my own body and my mind. I did this, I should not have done that. If I should learn to handle my body and my mind in my old age, then I should be a wise person. Without Atmajnanam, it is impossible to handle the aging body and aging mind. So, Jara Mrityum Te, this old age and death, Punarevapiyanti, this person will repeatedly go through. That means what? Death is not the end of the problem. The person will be reborn, Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Old Age, Punarapi Maranam. Therefore what? Prepare for old age. Insurance alone is not enough. Insurance for handling body and mind is jnanam, the most important insurance that we should have. Shloka 8. Avidyayamante vartamanaha swayam dhiraha panditam manyamanaha janganyamanaha pariyanti mudaha andenaiva niyamanaya tandaha. We have seen this thing actually in the Katha Upanishad also. So the Upanishad strongly criticizes these mudas who do not understand the value of spiritual knowledge and who are not willing to listen to the scriptures also. Scriptures are guidelines for our life and they talk about one complete life. But these people, they do not listen to the scriptures. That is why they talk about regular satsanga. You know, in satsanga, a person will be able to warn about this. But these people, because of youthful blend perhaps, even after 70, 80 years, they think religion is useless. They think spirituality is useless. They do not know youth itself is a passing phase. Ma kuru dhana jana yavana garvam harati nimeshat kalas sarvam. Patagovindam, Ati Shankaracharya said, in a minute they will all go away. All money gone, money comes, money goes. Within a few years it goes away. Jara jirnaihi angaihi nathaiva valli mandita tanur naraha. In Vairagya Satakam, I think I'm planning to do that sometime now. After I come back from India, I may start. So never forget that youth also has only a limited duration. In the joint family system, at least earlier, we had 3 generations. And therefore, the children will see what is happening to the grandparents in old age. What all one can do. What are all mental problems one has to go through, they face. The children see all of them. Not only they see the grandparents and problems of old age, they also learn from the parents how they help them. 3 generations in one family is a wonderful system. We learn from the grandparents about the problems of old age, which I am also going to go through one day. We are also going to become a grandparent. He also learns from the parents. We have to serve the elders, all that they learn. Nowadays, there is only 1 generation, the couple. Both of them are career-oriented so much, and they want to grow in their career. Therefore, they do not even want children. Because once children come, then you have to pay attention to them. The career will be lost. So Swamiji says, he calls this an acronym, DINK. DING means, D means double, I means income, N means no, K means kids. So double income, no kids. That's what those people are. Only 1 generation. So neither the next generation or the previous generation, only that generation. The problem is what? We never know what are all the problems of old age. When it comes as a shock. And we are financially prepared, but we are not emotionally prepared. Old age home will take care of physical needs. Now we cannot say old age home, it's called senior citizen home. It can only take care of physical needs, it will not take care of my emotional problems and needs. The problem of this muda is what? Like the son-in-law, actually, normally this is a joke, they normally tell about the son-in-law. The son-in-law will not know by himself. And if you tell him also, he will not listen to the elders. సో ది ఉపనిషద్ వాంట్స్ హియర్ అవిద్యాయాం అంతరే వర్తమానాః స్టీప్డ్ ఇన్ స్పిరిచువల్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ నాట్ నోయింగ్ ద వాల్యూ ఆఫ్ స్పిరిచువాలిటీ దే హవ్ గాట్ డిగ్రీస్ దే గాట్ ఎంఏ పిహెచ్డి ఆల్ దట్ దే గాట్ బట్ ఆర్ ఇగ్నరెంట్ విత్ రెస్పెక్ట్ టు స్పిరిచువాలిటీ దే హవ్ గాట్ డిగ్రీస్ బట్ ఇగ్నరెంట్ పీపుల్ సో అవిద్యానాం అంతరే వర్తమానాః అండ్ స్వయం ధీరాః పండితం మన్యమానాః దే కన్సిడర్ దెమ్సెల్వ్స్ టు బి ఇంటెలిజెంట్ దే థింక్ దట్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ ఇంటెలిజెంట్ పీపుల్ లర్నర్డ్ పీపుల్ దే టెల్ ఎవ్రీవన్ యూ డోంట్ అడ్వైస్ మీ ఐ నో హౌ టు లీడ్ మై లైఫ్ షేక్స్పియర్ యు నో హీ సేస్ ఇన్ వన్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ దిస్ వన్ ప్లేస్ సమ్ ఆర్ బార్న్ గ్రేట్ సమ్ అచీవ్ గ్రేట్నెస్ సమ్ హ్యావ్ గ్రేట్నెస్ థ్రస్ట్ అపాన్ దెమ్ అండ్ వీ యాడ్ వన్ మోర్ సమ్ అస్యూమ్ గ్రేట్నెస్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ దీస్ కేటగిరీస్ ఇది స్వయం ధీరాః పండితం మన్యమానాః వాట్ విల్ హ్యాపన్ టు దెమ్ జంగన్యమానాః పరియంతి మూఢాః జంగన్యమానాః మీన్స్ నాకింగ్ అబౌట్ ఫ్రమ్ వన్ ప్లేస్ టు అనదర్ ఇన్ సర్చ్ ఆఫ్ మనీ ఫేమ్ సెల్ఫ్ ప్లెజర్స్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ భూలోక బట్ గోయింగ్ అప్ అండ్ డౌన్ పరియంతి దే రోమ్ ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ లోకాస్ ఆల్సో ఆఫ్ సంసార అండ్ ఆల్ దర్ గైడ్స్ ఆర్ వాట్ అదర్ మెటీరియలిస్టిక్ పీపుల్ హూ ఆర్ ఎక్స్పర్ట్స్ ఇన్ ద సేమ్ చక్కర్ దే ఆల్సో గో త్రూ ద సేమ్ థింగ్ నో టైమ్ ఫర్ రిలిజియన్ ఆర్ స్పిరిచువాలిటీ యథాందాః నీయమానాః అంధేనైవ లైక్ బ్లైండ్ పీపుల్ గైడెడ్ బై ద బ్లైండ్ దే బోత్ ఫాల్ ఇన్ టు సంసార అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ మంత్ర 9 అవిద్యాయాం బహుధా వర్తమానాః వయం కృతార్థాః ఇత్యభిమన్యంతి బాలాః యత్ కర్మిణో న ప్రవేదయంతి రాగాత్ తేనాతురాః క్షీణలోకాచ్యవంతే అవిద్యాయాం బహుధా వర్తమానాః దే హ్యావ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ వన్ ఫీల్డ్ బట్ ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫీల్డ్స్ విత్ రెస్పెక్ట్ టు కర్తృత్వం డూవర్షిప్ భోక్తృత్వం ఎంజాయర్షిప్ విత్ రెస్పెక్ట్ టు మనీ మనీ ఈజ్ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ బట్ విత్ రెస్పెక్ట్ టు లిమిటేషన్ ఆఫ్ మనీ దే ఆర్ ఇగ్నరెంట్ ఫ్యామిలీ ఈజ్ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ వీ షుడ్ రిమెంబర్ ఈవెన్ ఫ్యామిలీ అండ్ రిలేషన్షిప్ ఆల్సో ఈస్ నాట్ పర్మనెంట్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు లూజ్ ద మెంబర్స్ పేరెంట్స్ ఆర్ సపోర్టివ్ బట్ అట్ వన్ టైమ్ ద సపోర్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద పేరెంట్స్ విల్ గో అవే స్పౌస్ ఈస్ దేర్ సేమ్ థింగ్ నో స్పౌస్ ఇస్ ఇటర్నల్ దాట్ ఆల్సో విల్ గో అవే రిలేషన్షిప్స్ ఆర్ దేర్ అగైన్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్సో దే ఆర్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ బట్ నో రిలేషన్షిప్ ఈస్ పర్మనెంట్ Therefore, what preparations I have made to confront these situations, we never think. We think they are going to be around permanently. Our Shastra never kept Grahasthashrama as a permanent support. Shastra provided Grahasthashrama as only a temporary educational institution. In Vedic Dharma, we are supposed to grow out of family dependence. Vanaprasthashrama indicates growing out. Whether they leave the Grahastashrama physically or not, but mentally they have to grow out of the dependence. I am supposed to enter Vanaprastha Ashrama, Sannyasa Ashrama. Even family dependencies are spiritual ignorance only. Money dependence is spiritual ignorance only. Career dependence is spiritual ignorance. Every dependence is, especially emotional dependence, is ignorance only. Therefore, the Upanishad says, avidyayam, varieties of types of emotional dependences, they are all steeped in. Because of what? The moha, the delusion that they will be permanently with me. That's what they thought. That is Shankaracharya said, baja govindam, govindam baja mudamate. It is a disturbing but very wonderful text. But it will shake a person out of slumber, the spiritual slumber. So, avidyayam, bahudha vartamanaha. వయం కృతార్థాః అభిమన్యంతి సో దేర్ లౌడ్లీ దే ప్రొక్లైమ్ వీ డూ నాట్ రిక్వైర్ రిలిజియన్ గాడ్ స్పిరిచువాలిటీ ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ వీ డోంట్ నీడ్ బికాస్ వీ ఆర్ వెరీ వెరీ కంఫర్టబుల్ వీ హవ్ గాట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఫర్ అస్ మనీ ఈజ్ దేర్ గుడ్ జాబ్ ఈజ్ దేర్ పొజిషన్ ఈజ్ దేర్ గుడ్ ఫ్యామిలీ మెంబర్స్ ఆర్ దేర్ ఫర్గెటింగ్ దాట్ ఆల్ ఫేవరబుల్ కండిషన్స్ దే ఆల్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఫేవరబుల్ కర్మాస్ కర్మ కెనాట్ బి ఫేవరబుల్ ఆల్ ది టైమ్ There will be their dasha change, you know, now Jupiter transit, that chant transit, you know, Guru Payarchi, Shani Payarchi, all these planets will move away. That he has to understand. Therefore, vayam kritartaha ityabhimanyanti. Loudly they proclaim. Why? Balaha. They are all spiritual children only internally. Physically they are grown up. Yat karmino na pravedayanti, pravedayanti ragata. దీస్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ వర్కహాలిక్ పీపుల్ అడిక్టెడ్ టు వెరైటీస్ ఆఫ్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ఇన్క్లూడింగ్ పంచమహాయజ్ఞాస్ రాగాత్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దర్ అడిక్షన్ నా ప్రవేదయంతి దే డూ నాట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ద లిమిటేషన్ అండ్ తేన ఆతురాహ దే హ్యావ్ టు పే ద ప్రైస్ యాజ్ ఓల్డ్ ఏజ్ క్యాచెస్ అప్ దర్ఫర్ ఆతురాహ మీన్స్ దే విల్ బీ ఇన్ డిస్ట్రెస్ మోర్ ఇమోషనల్ అండ్ ఫిజికల్ డిస్ట్రెస్ సో క్షీణ లోకాహ లోకాహి మీన్స్ పుణ్య విచ్ ఈస్ కర్మ ఫలం దట్ విల్ గెట్ ఎగ్జాస్ట్ క్షీణ లోకాహ ఎవ్రీ ఫేవరబుల్ సిచ్యువేషన్ ఈజ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ద పుణ్య ఎవ్రీ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్ దట్ ఐ హ్యావ్ విల్ బీ డెబిటెడ్ ఇన్ మై క్రెడిట్ ఆఫ్ పుణ్య క్రెడిట్ కార్డ్ వీ డూ నాట్ నో దాట్ సో క్షీణ లోకాహ వన్ డే పుణ్య ఈజ్ ఎగ్జాస్టెడ్ కరెంట్ పుణ్య అండ్ పాపా విల్ క్యాచ్ అప్ సో సెవెంతే దే ఫాల్ ఇన్ టు బ్యాడ్ డేస్ శ్లోక 10 ఇష్టాపూర్తం మన్యమానావరిష్టం నాణ్యశ్రేయో వేదయంతే ప్రమూఢాః నాకస్య పృష్టే తే సుకృతేను భూత్వా ఇమం లోకం హీనతరం విశంతి అగైన్ ది ఉపనిషత్ కండమ్స్ దోస్ రిలీజియస్లీ ప్రౌడ్ పీపుల్ లైక్ దర్ ఆర్ మెటీరియలిస్టిక్లీ ప్రౌడ్ పీపుల్ క్లెయిమింగ్ దర్ మెటీరియల్ అచీవ్మెంట్స్ దర్ రిలీజియస్లీ ప్రౌడ్ పీపుల్ క్లెయిమింగ్ రిలీజియస్ అచీవ్మెంట్స్ థింకింగ్ దట్ దిస్ ఈస్ ది ఎండ్ పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ వన్స్ లైఫ్ దట్స్ వాట్ దే ఆల్ థింక్ దే ఆర్ ఎంగేజ్డ్ ఇన్ టూ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఇన్ కర్మకాండ వన్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ యాక్టివిటీస్ కాల్డ్ ఇష్టకర్మస్ ఆల్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ రిలీజియస్ యాక్టివిటీస్ లైక్ యు నో పర్ఫార్మింగ్ మహారుద్ర మతిరుద్ర మెని హోమాస్ లక్షార్చన కుంభాభిషేకం దే ఆల్ కమ్ అండర్ ఇష్టి and we don't condemn them but the upanishad says they are stuck there as if it is ultimate such activities are called ishtakarmas ishtam also it's derived from the root yajati yagah so it's got another meaning also ishtam means what I like derived from the root ish to desire so here ishtam is derived from the root yaj to perform a ritual it is defined in shastram as what agnihotram తపస్ సత్యం వేదానాంచ అనుపాలనం ఆదిత్యం వైశ్వదేవంచ ఇష్టం ఇది అభిధీయతే బట్ దే డూ నాట్ యూస్ ఇట్ ఫార్ స్పిరిచువాలిటీ దట్ ఈస్ అ ప్రాబ్లం సో ఇష్టం దే డూ అండ్ పూర్త ధర్మ ఇస్ వాట్ వెరైటీస్ ఆఫ్ సోషల్ సర్వీసెస్ వాపి కూప తడాకాది దేవత ఆయతనాని చ సో అన్నప్రధానం ఆరామ పూర్త అభిధీయతే సో వాపి కూప తడాకాది మీన్స్ వాట్ డిగ్గింగ్ వెల్స్ బోర్ వెల్స్ ట్యాంక్స్ ఈవెన్ లేక్స్ బిల్డింగ్ స్కూల్స్ ఆర్ఫనేజెస్ హాస్పిటల్స్ రెస్ట్ హౌసెస్ ఫర్ పిల్గ్రిమ్స్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ కాల్డ్ పూర్త ధర్మాస్ దే ఆల్ విల్ బికమ్ యు నో దే డూ ఇట్ దట్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ ఎ స్టెప్పింగ్ స్టోన్ టు స్పిరిచువాలిటీ దట్ దే డూ నాట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ లైఫ్ లాంగ్ దే స్పెండ్ ఇన్ దాట్ as though manyamanaha varishtam that is the greatest thing to achieve that's what they think beyond veda purva bhaga there is a veda anta bhaga is there which loudly proclaims na karmananak prajayadane natyage naike amrutatvamanashu that's what that say they don't even look at it you have to drop all these dependencies but they will not see that portion సో అన్యశ్రేయః అన్యత్ శ్రేయః దే ద రియల్ డైరెక్ట్ మీన్స్ ఆఫ్ రిలేషన్ లిబరేషన్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ వాట్ వేదాంత విచార స్పిరిచువల్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ ప్రోగ్రామ్ దే నెవర్ ఈవెన్ థింక్ ఆఫ్ దాట్ శ్రేయః శ్రేయః రిఫర్స్ టు వేదాంత విచార సో మోక్ష సాధనం సో స్పిరిచువల్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ ప్రోగ్రామ్ అన్యత్ అదర్ దాన్ పూజ కుంభాభిషేకం ఎట్సెట్రా దే డూ నాట్ నో దట్ దర్ ఈస్ సంథింగ్ బియాండ్ ఆల్ దీస్ అండ్ ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ దే నో దే డూ నాట్ కమ్ టు దాట్ సో అన్యశ్రేయ వేదయంతే దే డూ నాట్ నో ప్రమూఢాహ ప్రీవియస్లీ హీ సెడ్ మూఢాహ నౌ ప్రమూఢాహ హీ హెస్ బికమ్ అరగంట్ ఆల్సో నాట్ ఓన్లీ హీ డస్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ దట్ ఆర్ మెంట్ టు బి మేక్ వన్ పర్సన్ హంబుల్డ్ బట్ దే హ్యావ్ బ్లోటెడ్ ఈగో ఆల్సో ఐ హ్యావ్ డన్ దిస్ ఐ హ్యావ్ డన్ దాట్ ప్రమూఢాహ What will happen to them? They will also die. But one thing is, they have done lot of good work. Therefore, Bhagavan will certainly give them the benefit. They did not ask for Jnana Vairagyam and therefore, they will get lot of Punya with which they can go to lot of higher Punya Lokas. Scriptures talk about two types of travel after death. At the time of death, these are all again from Tattva Bodha. We drop our physical body, the sthura shariram only. Our sukshma shariram consisting of mind, prana, all the indriyas and karana shariram, of course chaitanyam, they all survive after death. And even though it survives, we cannot see them because physical body alone is visible. And this alone is called pretam, as I mentioned earlier. Pretam, when one says, we think of dead body normally. Pretam does not mean death body. Pretam means departed jivatma with the sukshma shariram, karana shariram and the chaitanyam. Chidabhasa. So this is called Jiva. And in that Jiva, all the Punya Papas are punched, recorded. And because of all these Punyams of Ishtam and Purta Dharmas, this Jiva will travel through several invisible roads. There is a special highway called Krishna Gati. If people remember Bhagavad Gita, they would remember this 8th chapter. Guided by invisible devatas. Do not say that they are all only imagination. Veda talks about all parallel universes, like modern science also. Just because we don't see, we cannot negate them. Therefore, tradition accepts them as factual. As factual as Bhuloka is, Bhuvarloka is also factual, Suvarloka is also factual. They are not absolutely real, but they are empirically real. As empirically real as Bhuloka is, what we experience. So what Veda says is, with this body, you can experience this loka. With a different body, you can experience a different loka. So type of loka depends on the body. And these jivas will travel guided by the devatas. Through Krishna Gati, in Bhagavad Gita 8th chapter, we saw Krishna Gati and Shukla Gati. Where will these jivas go? They will go to Swarga Loka, which is a very fantastic loka of maximum comfort and enjoyment. Body, sense organs will be always fit. There you go because of your Punya Karma. Since the Punya Karma earned in one Janma or in any number of Janmas being finite, the Punya Phalam of Swarga Sukham will also be finite. Therefore, once your Punyam for Swarga Sukham is exhausted, you go back. That is what is said here. Nakasya Prishte Te Sukritenu Bhutva. Nakasya Prishtam, the heights of Swarga Loka. In the superior or enjoyable colonies of Swarga Loka, which is Sukritam, which is your Punya Phalam, Anubhutva, you will enjoy all of them. But Veda adds, this is also ephemeral only. First half you may enjoy, but by the time you come to the second half, you will start countdown. Actually, why Dayana Swamiji, he gives a beautiful example. It is like drinking something from a tasty drink using a straw. When you use the straw, what do? You taste the whatever drink it is, you taste it all right, but the you are enjoying it first. But the eyes start to fall slowly on the level of the drink. First you taste the drink in the tongue, but after that you do not enjoy the taste because your eyes are on the level of the drink. And my God, it is going down. And when you hear the krrr sound, that's it, it is gone. Swarga is like the local, whatever drink it is. But then you will ultimately fall. Nakasya prishte te sukritenu bhutva. Naka means swarga. Kam means happiness, and akam means opposite of happiness, that is sorrow. Nakam means nakam, opposite of sorrow means non-sorrow, no sorrow. Nakam, so means sorrowless heaven. But sorrowless does not mean totally sorrowless, minimum sorrow. Why minimum sorrow? When you are enjoying a wonderful, for example, if you have a 3-bedroom house, the neighbor has 4-bedroom. So you always have that jealousy element. So then they will say, he did maybe, 10 units of Punyam more than you. That's what they may say. You did Maharudra, he did Atirudra. So you get 3-bedroom house and he gets 4-bedroom. So what will happen? Instead of enjoying this house, I get jealousy. In Swarga also, you will have comparison, jealousy, all problems. If you say that guy is number 2, that's it. He's gone. He is so unhappy. He is not number 1. Number 2, it means gone. So even if when Indra is there, Varuna is unhappy because Indra is number 1. Therefore, relatively, sorrowless heaven one enjoys. And Heenataram Vavishanti, one will fall down. Imam Lokam, this Bhuloka. Or depending on remainder of karma in Swarga Loka, whatever it is. So we only experience a part of Sanchita Karma. Again, we have to remember, I'm not going to go through the details of karma and all. Tattu Bodha we have to go back to. So Sanchita Karma has got a very huge bundle earned in so many past Janmas, human births. Out of that, next bunch is conducive for Bhuloka, you will come to Bhuloka if it is. Otherwise, straight from ministry to, some people who are ministers, straight from ministry they go to prison. That also happens. For some ministers that happens. So from heaven, it can be to hell or anywhere. So Heenatarahava Vishanti, in short, religious life will not end the cycle of Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam. That is the message. These are all strong messages. Shloka 11. Tapashraddeye hyupa vasantyaranye shanta vidvamso vaikshacharyam charantaha సూర్యద్వారేణ తే విరజా ప్రయాంతి యత్రామృత స పురుషో హ్యవ్యయాత్మా. అంటిల్ నౌ అపరా విద్య ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ కర్మ వాస్ టాక్డ్ అబౌట్. Now, in this one mantra, the Upanishad talks about another type of aparavidya, that is upasana. So, we already mentioned upasana and karma, both are aparavidyas. So, upasana means what? Meditation upon varieties of deities. Many deities are mentioned in the Shastra with various levels of powers, Indra, Varuna, Agni, Vayu, all of them. And not only the ordinary deities, but extraordinary deities also, up to Ishvara. Upasana called Virat, Hiranyagarbhadi Upasana, up to that. They also will come under Aparavidya only. So these meditations can be used for spiritual growth or for material benefits, as we said earlier, like acquiring name, fame, money, position, possession, all of them. And in addition to that, we can get extraordinary powers also. Like, you know, people can predict future, they can read the mind of other people, they've got so many siddhis, all kind of siddhis, anima, garima, mahima, all that. And upasana, among even though all kinds of siddhis can be attained, upasana is supposed to be superior because it is done with a superior instrument called mind. Mind is a subtler instrument compared to the body. Body is grosser. Therefore, upasana can give benefits like material prosperity, siddhis, miraculous powers. It can give all of them. So these upasanas are also part of religious life only. This can also be used for diluting the samsara. Diagnosing the problem of self-ignorance. When we say samsara, self-ignorance. But many don't use for jnana vairagya siddhartha. So they are also criticized in Vedic lifestyle. For each sadhana, they have prescribed an appropriate infrastructure also. For example, for doing karma, the ideal infrastructure is what? Grihastashrama. Because karma requires support from family, wife, children, money, house, all those. For doing upasana, you do not require any of these support. Therefore, Veda prescribes another ashrama for upasana pradana life, that is the vanaprastha ashrama. So, where I withdraw from the external world, so that I am no more preoccupied with possessions, obligatory duties, relationships, transactions, all those go away. And for spiritual life, what is ashrama? Sannyasa ashrama. So, brahmacharya ashrama for Veda adhyayanam, గృహస్థాశ్రమా ఫార్ కర్మయోగ, వానప్రస్థాశ్రమ ఫార్ ఉపాసనాయోగ అండ్ సన్యాసాశ్రమ ఫార్ జ్ఞానయోగ. సో దిస్ ఈస్ ద వేదిక్ ప్రోగ్రామ్ ఫార్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ విచ్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ఆశ్రమ స్కీమ్. అండ్ వేద ఈస్ రెఫరింగ్ టు ది వానప్రస్థాశ్రమ అండ్ ఉపాసన ఇన్ దిస్ పర్టిక్యులర్ మంత్ర. శాంత విద్వాంస ఉపాసక, దట్ మీన్స్ నాట్ అ జ్ఞాని బట్ స్టిల్ అ ఉపాసక, హీఈస్ నాట్ అ జ్ఞాని యట్. The moment we withdraw from a workaholic lifestyle, mind is less stressed naturally. So the distressed mind will become de-stressed if we slow down. Because in karma pradana life, the life is faster and faster. Faster the lifestyle, lesser the relaxation. Therefore, slow down. And what is the definition of vanaprastha? Slow down. Therefore, what is the benefit of slowing down? Shantaha. They are relaxed. In Vanaprastha Ashrama, since there is no house, there is no kitchen at all. Therefore, Bhikshya Charyam Charantaha. They have to live on a life of Bhiksha Charanam. Aranyete Upavasanti. They live a simple life in the forest and all, calm life. They learn to slow down. Tapaha Shraddhe. Following tapas, austerities and Shraddha. Actually, here Shankaracharya, he translates Shraddha as Upasana. Because Upasana is meditation on Devatas or Ishvara. One may not have faith in the very existence of God itself. Since God cannot be scientifically or logically proved, God can be revealed only through Veda Pramana. Veda itself tells that you can understand God clearly through Veda. Hence, you should have faith in God and in Devatas. Then on, you can practice Upasana. If you do not believe in Gayatri Devata, then how can you use Gayatri Upasana? Therefore, Gayatri Devata, Sandhya Devata, there is a description for all of them. You have to have faith in them. So if I have faith in Ishvara, it is not possible if I don't have. Thus, Upasana is based on Shraddha. Shraddha is, you know, Upasana. Tapaha, tapaha means various austerities, disciplines. You know, of vanaprastha ashrama, ashrama karmani. There are so many prescribed procedures. Some people come to this religious life of upasana. And then they have got two options when they come. One, use it for material benefit, including various powers, all these siddhis and all. And otherwise, use it for spiritual benefit. Here, the Upanishad condemns the first category of people. It condemns them. They will get material prosperity, all right. But what will happen to them? Like other people, the Upasakas will grow old and die. After death, again the travel begins. So, Upasana being superior sadhana, the highway is different. Earlier we said Krishnagati. So, it is not Krishnagati, but it is the other highway called Shuklagati. That is said here. Te Upasakaha Virajaha. Virajaha means they have removed lot of their papas. By the practice of Upasana, they have become highly pure people. Even though they are spiritually ignorant, they are pure because they follow values. Values are important along with Upasana. In ashrama karma, values are included. Therefore, because of their values, they are pure. And they have lot of punyam coming because of those values. So, surya dwarena te virajaha prayanti. Surya dwarena means shuklagati. Like Krishnagati, this is shuklagati. A special path prescribed for upasakas. Prayanti, they travel. But I do not see, don't argue all that. The upasaka also is preta, the departed soul. Upasaka, shukla marga, guiding devatas, all of them are invisible. So we do not know. So Veda tells where they go. Yatra saha purushaha asti. They go to Brahmaloka, which is the highest of heavens. Heaven also has got six grades, if you remember. Bhuvarloka, Suvarloka, Maharloka, Janoloka, Tapoloka, Satyaloka, all of them. So, the previous one referred to was the lower Swarga. The Upasaka Swarga Loka refers to the Brahma Loka, which is the higher, the greatest heaven. Brahmaji is the creators, you know, his Swarga, the place where he is. Saha Purushaha, Brahma, the creator. So, who is Amritaha? Who is eternal? He exists throughout this creation. Eternal means it's also relative. In Puranas, again, we have seen that from Vishnu's navel, Brahmaji comes. Brahma creates the Loka. And once the pralayam comes, everything gets resolved into Brahma. Later, Brahma himself gets resolved into Vishnu, the ultimate Ishvara, Vishnu or Shiva, whatever it is you want to call. So, the ultimate Bhagavan. Thus, Brahma is relatively eternal during the current Srishti. Important. During the current Srishti, he is relatively eternal. Details actually we saw in the Bhagavad Gita itself. Abrahma Bhuvanat Lokat Punaravartin Arjuna. Already I quoted this sloka earlier. I do not want to get into the chronological details and all that. So, Amritaha, relatively eternal Brahma. So, Avyayatma, the relatively undecaying Brahmas, they are there. So, in that Brahma Loka, this Upasaka will reside. Is it eternal? No. That is also due to Punya Palam. But it's very long. After the Upasaka enjoys much higher pleasures compared to a regular Karmi, again, the problem is what? Back to square one. Kshine punye martya lokam vishanti. Therefore, what? Use religion, karma and upasana for jnana vairagya siddhyartham. Do not be deluded by material benefits. But there is a particular word which Shankaracharya focuses on here. The word amritaha. If the upasana palam is also finite, how come the Upanishad uses the word amritaha? Amritaha means what? Eternal. Which means eternal or infinite. When the Upanishad says amritaha, how dare Shankaracharya can say it is finite? Acharya has written bhashyas on all these dasha Upanishads. Shankaracharya has all the 10 Upanishads he has written bhashya. Not only that, many other Acharyas also have written sub-commentaries. Therefore, Shankaracharya raises a question and he answers that amritaha means relatively eternal. It is not absolutely eternal, but relatively eternal. Because the word eternal has an absolute meaning and a relative meaning. Here, amritaha refers to eternity, all right, but relative eternity. Apekshika, it is called apekshika amritatvam. Apekshika amritatvam, not atyantika amritatvam. I have used these words in earlier lectures also. Apekshikam and atyantikam. Naturally, a question then will come, do we have these two eternals at all or not? For that, what do we answer? Even in common parlance, we use such expressions. We say he got a permanent job. In India, it's very common. They got a permanent job. When you get a government job, they think it's a permanent job. Previously, he was having a job, you know, with a 6-month probation. Now, they have given confirmation letter. And now, his job is what? Permanent. What is permanent? Company is not permanent. Earth is not permanent. The person, neither the employer, they are employee, none of them are permanent. All are impermanent only. So, how do you talk about the permanent job? You will say, permanent means compared to 6 months probation, this is relatively longer. This is apekshika permanence. That apekshika permanence alone, he will get in Brahmaloka. Even Brahmaji's life is apekshika permanence only. These are all limitations of upasana. But a person, if he uses both karma and upasana as yoga, karma yoga, upasana yoga, he will gain the benefit of them and he will also understand the limitations of them. Not by blindly doing, by understanding. Intelligent employment of karma and upasana is what? Use them, get the benefit that can be attained, learn their limitations and move to the next stage. So Upanishad says, many people use them, but they do not know how to move on. But there are some rare intelligent students who know karma and upasana, who understand the limitations and move to what? Jnana Yoga. That's where they go. How does the transition happen? What transition? From aparavidya to paravidya. For some people, it happens in the current life itself. But for many others, it takes bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan. For several janmas. And now comes the transition mantra, one of the most important mantras of Mundaka Upanishad. Mantra 12. Pariksha lokan karma chitan brahmano nirveda mayat nastyakrita kritena tadvijnanartham sa guru meva bhigachet samitpanihim shrotriyam brahmanishtam. Very important mantra in Mundaka Upanishad. The Upanishad points out the transition from aparavidya to paravidya, that is possible only for a karma upasana yogi. If a person is a karmi, I have already told about karmi and karma yogi, all those things we have talked in detail. That's why I'm just liberally using those terms. So if a person is a karmi and a mere upasaka, there is no chance of transition whatsoever. Therefore, yoga attitude is very important. Ishwara Arpana Bhavana in all activities. And Prasada Bhavana, we call it Ishwara Arpana Buddhi and Prasada Buddhi in Karma Yoga. So, at Prasada Bhavana in all the experiences is important. And allotting time for Pancha Mahayajnas. So, Bhavana Dvayam and time for Bhavana Dvayam is these two Bhavanas. Ishwara Arpana Buddhi and Ishwara Prasada Buddhi. These are the two Bhavanas, attitudes and time for Pancha Mahayajnas. So, he is called a karma upasana yogi. And such a yogi, the Upanishad calls as Brahmana. Brahmana here, yogi, not the caste. In the Bhagavad Gita 4th chapter, we have the definition of Brahmana from three different angles. I have mentioned this sometime earlier. Jati Brahmana means Brahmana who is merely born by birth in a Brahmin family because the parents happen to be Brahmanas. Then Karma Brahmana, because he has taken to the profession of a Brahmana. For example, he has done Veda Dhyayanam, Veda Dhyapanam, priest life. So, they say so many things. Studying and teaching the Veda, Yajanam and Yajanam, performing various Vedic rituals and assisting others in performing them, or priesthood. Then, Dhanam and Pratigraha, giving Dhanam and receiving Dhanam. Both are important for Brahmana. Because that is the only yearning that a Brahmana has. He cannot potentially yearn through other means. So, Satkarmani, Dine Dine, Adhyayana, Adhyapana, Yajana, Yajanam, Dhanam, Pratigraha, Iti. So, these are the 6 karmas. So, this is Brahmana's profession. So, the one who takes to that is called a Karma Brahmana. And the third one is the Guna Brahmana, whose character is Sattva Guna Pradhana. The one who values dharma, who values virtues, follows Vedic instructions, such a person. And what is the degree of success does not matter. but should make a sincere attempt to follow the values and instructions. So, Sattva Guna Pradhana is called Guna Brahmana. Here, Brahmana, here in this sloka, refers to only Jati or Karma or Guna Brahmana. If you ask, it is a Guna Brahmana. He is called a Karma Yogi in Bhagavad Gita. Triguna Vishaya Vedaha Nistraigunyo Bhavarjuna Nirdvanto Nitya Sattvastaha. Second chapter. So, crucial word is Karma Yogi has to be a Sattva Guna Pradhana person or Niryoga Kshema Atmavan. Niryoga Kshema Atmavan, he is such a Karma Yogi. So, okay, what does this Brahmana do? He goes through Karma and Upasana initially, earns lot of benefit. So, Karma Upasana Palam he gets, this is called, in this loka it is called as Lokan. So, the word Loka here means what? Karma Upasana Palani, the benefit of following Karma Yoga and Upasana Yoga. And what are those Palam? Artha, Kama and Dharma. Artha is lot of material prosperity he gets. Kama he gets lot of sense pleasures. And Dharma earn enough punyam and go to higher loka also. Two gatis again. Krishna gati will take one to Swarga loka. Shukla gati will take a person to Brahma loka. But both the places understand. Only as a tourist visa only. Not as a total migrant. No migration allowed. Then again what? Come back. So, Dharma, Artha, Kama, Rupa, Karma, Palatrayam, one can enjoy. A Karma Yogi experiences all of them. Pariksha. And learns valid lessons also. As we said, Karma Yoga alone can learn, Karma Yogi alone can learn lessons from life. Because of Prasada Bhavana. Karma Yogi has got a non-reacting mind, balanced mind. All this I have emphasized many times earlier when we talked about Karma Yoga. Siddhya Siddhayoham Samobhutva Samatvam Yoga Uchyate. Again, second chapter. The criterion to be a Karma Yoga is what? Maintaining a balanced mind when there is a problem. When there are provoking situations. Pariksha, the word Pariksha actually. Maintain balance. A Karmi reacts, therefore he does not learn. A Karma Yogi maintains balance, therefore he gets an opportunity to learn from every experience. The Upanishads uses the word pariksha. He examines the experiences of life. So pariksha. And when he examines, what does he understand? Dharma, Artha, Kama, all the Purusharthas, they have got three doshas. That's what we said earlier. I will just only mention the names. Dukkha Mishritatvam, Atriptikaratvam and Bandhakatvam. These doshas the Karma Yogi discovers. So Nirvedamayat. He becomes dispassionate. Passion and drive for the karma and karma palam, they are gone. That is vairagyam. What needs to be done, he does not know. Therefore, Upanishad says, Nirveda mayat nasti akritaha kritena. Nirveda means vairagyam here. Because whatever he does, these problems do not go away. What is the thinking pattern of this person? The Upanishad gives within inverted commas. Akritaha nasti. Everything in creation is karma palam only. Therefore, finite. According to Shastra, remember this body also is not accidental. It is also karma palam. As the karma palam gradually deteriorates, the body which gave all the pleasures one day, the very same body becomes a burden to me. Every relationship I have is also karma palam. So, Rina Anubandha Rupena, Pashu Patni Suta Adayaha. Rina means karma palam. So, Pashu Patni Suta Adayaha. So, all those, because of karma palam only, Pashu, all the pets, cows, all those days that we have. Many people are more attached to the pets than even their spouses. Swamiji gives a very, it seems he went to Bhiksha to say house. And that the husband told, keeping wife in front of him, he said, "Yo, Swamiji, I want to become my wife's pet in the next Janma." And his wife says, when he comes back from your class, he does not ask me whether I have taken food. He asks whether I have given food to the dog. Therefore, relationship with Pashu, Patni, spouse, Suta means children, Adeha, all are karma palam only. In fact, the whole creation, according to Vedanta, is Samashti karma palam only. Bhagavan creates this world not for his benefit, but it is the karma palam of all the jivas put together. Since the entire creation is karma palam, the entire creation has got three doshas: dukkha mishritatvam, atriptikaratvam, and bandhakatvam. And therefore, everything is defective, problematic. Everything is source of sorrow. So in Sanskrit, a defective thing is called sadosham. And a defect-free entity is called nirdosham. So what is the thinking of karma yogi? Will come and go. Things will come, will go. But thank God, it came. At least it is carrying us. Pariksha lokan. People sometimes smile at you and sometimes they don't smile. He was in front of me but did not even smile. That's how it is. Because sarve moodvasangataha, Swamiji says. And Swami says, moodaha, moodvasangataha. Everything is governed by mood. So sarvam sadosham nirdosham vastu nasti eva. Therefore, there is no nirdosha vastu. Kritaha, sadosha karma palam is kritaha. And akritaha means nirdosha vastu. So nasti, there is no nirdosha vastu at all in creation. Nirdosha purushartha is not there. Therefore, what? Kritena kim. What is the use of working on and on? He gets tired and he retires and works again and retires. In tired, there are two types of tiredness. One is tired and retired. He is tired again. I have been working on, yearning and yearning, and still I find my heart is empty. What is the use of yearning more and more? Kritena kim prayojanam. Kimva anena denena vajikaribihi praptena rajyena kim kimva putra kalatra mitra pashubihi dehena gehena kim yatvai tat takshanam natvai takshana banguram sapadire tyajyam manodurataha smatmartam guru vakyatoho Bhaja Bhaja Sri Parvati Vallabham. That is Adi Shankara's Shiva Aparadha Kshamarpana Stotram. It's a beautiful slokam. What is the use of positions, possessions, family, all these titles, all of them? Nyatvai Tarshana Banguram. All will go away in a second, in a kshanam. So in his stotram, he gives in which a person feels, I have wasted my life pursuing something which did not make any difference in my life at all. I started a samsari and have ended up a maha samsari. MS I got. So this is called spiritual hunger. And when this hunger comes, if he is a karma yogi doing panchamaha yajnas, Ishwara aradhanam will help him to come to jnana marga. Therefore, this person goes to the second part of the Veda, namely Vedanta. That is paravidya. What is his question? Is there a perfect vastu in creation? Nirdosham vastu astiva nava. And what is Vedanta's answer? Yes, there is nirdosha vastu. It is called moksha, which is called Brahman. Then this person becomes very, very curious to know, where is that Brahman? Kutra tat Brahman. Vedanta shocked him, saying, tat tvam asi. You are that nirdosha vastu. Now only comes the problem to him. Veda says, you are the perfect Brahman, the permanent. But what is my anubhava, experience of last several years? I am a miserable jivatma. Therefore, doubt. Am I miserable jivatma or the wonderful paramatma? One is based on experience, another is based on Veda. Veda is the words of Bhagavan. Therefore, I cannot dismiss the Veda easily. So I have to make what? Self-inquiry. Atma-vichara. To find out who am I. Spiritual hunger can be quenched only by Atma-vichara. Kastvam koham kuta ayataha. Kame janani kome tataha. Iti paribhavaya. Sarvam asaram. Vishvam tyaktva swapna vicharam. Bhajagovindam again. Then Vedanta says, you can't make self-inquiry by yourself. So what does he do? Tad vijnanartham, for knowing that atma, which is free from the three doshas, sa gurum eva abhigachet, go to the guru whose teachings will serve as a mirror in revealing what? That I am not the body. I am the observer of the body. I am not the mind, the thought, the silence. I am none of these things, but I am Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma. To gain this knowledge, Sa Gurum Eva Abhigachet. Go to the Guru. Eva, Guru is compulsory. If you ask the who am I to your own ignorant intellect, what will you get? As Dhyana Swamiji says, you will get the only answer, I am an asad, asad, asad only. Asad means a ill-witted person. That reply alone will come. Everybody calls me that alone anyway. So do not ask the question to yourself. Gurum evam abhigachet. Go to your guru. And how should you go to the guru? Samit panihi. Taking something as offering. Samit means the twigs used in Homa. You know, there is a shloka, rikta hastena nopeyat. Rajanam Devatam Gurum. So if you want to go see a king or a guru or Devata, you cannot go empty handed. So what do you take to see a guru? Samit Pani. Take all those, you know, means what? You know, it shows Shraddha, offering as Shraddha, Bhakti. Samit Pani with reverence and faith may you approach the guru. And what is the qualification of the guru? Shrotriya Brahmanishtam. Brahmanishtam means the one who clearly knows, I am not the miserable Jeevatma, but I am the wonderful Paramatma. Whoever has this knowledge, well set knowledge, Jnana Nishta, not only he is Brahmanishtaha, he is Shrotriyam, one who has got the skills to communicate this knowledge to disciple. And how to communicate this teaching? Several methods are mentioned in the Upanishad itself. So whoever knows all these different methods of transferring this knowledge to the disciple, that person is called as Shrotriya. Therefore, go to such Shrotriya Brahmanishtam. And how did he get this knowledge and skill? That guru, he was a disciple of some other guru in the form of parampara, sampradayavit. It has been coming to him. So go to such a guru. For what purpose? Vijnanartham, for gaining this knowledge. Then what will be the guru? What will he do? Let us see that now. Last mantra in this section. Tasmai sa vidvan upasannaya samyake prashanta chittaya samanvitaya yenaksharam purusham ve satyam provachatam tatvavato brahma vidyam. Iti mundaka upanishadi pratham mundake dvitiya kanta. Let's take that in the second. So the transition happens when I go to a spiritual guru. Atato Brahma Jignyasa, that is the beginning of Brahma Sutra. When a sincere seeker wants to gain knowledge, the guru comes from somewhere. And the Sishya goes and asks the question, Adihi Bhagavo Brahmeti, Adihi Bhagavo Brahma Vidyam Varishtam. What does the guru do? Tasmai, to that disciple. The fourth line, the disciple, Tatvato Brahma Vidyam Provacha. The guru gives Brahma Vidya, Atma Vidya, Provacha through a series of dialogues. That is why I repeatedly say, Jnanam is always generated by spiritual educational program. Meditation comes after the study. You sit in meditation for assimilating the knowledge. Meditation will not generate knowledge. So for Jnanam, what should you do? Shravanam. Upanishad clearly says, go through a spiritual education program. What is its definition? This we have seen also in other areas, other lectures. Consistent, systematic study of the Vedantic scriptures for a length of time under the guidance of Shrotriya Brahmanishta Guru, a competent Acharya. All words are important in this. Consistent, systematic study of the Vedantic scriptures for a length of time under the guidance of Shrotriya Brahmanishta Guru, a competent Acharya. And what will the Acharya do? He will not touch the head and do all that miracles. He has to communicate. He has to educate. It is a clean teaching program. Who says? Upanishad says. Provacha. He taught. He communicated to this disciple. What? Brahma Vidyam. This Brahma Vidyam, this Paravidya. He communicated. How? Tatvataha. Exactly using the method which he learned from his guru. Because the methodology is also very well designed. By which method of teaching Akshara Satyam Purusham Veda, one knows the Aksharam Purusha, Brahman. Remember the word Aksharam? Actually, we have already used it earlier in the first section. Fifth mantra, I guess. Yaya tat Aksharam Adigamyate Akshara Purusha. Karana Ishvara, Karaneshvara. We already mentioned that word Karaneshvara earlier, which is Eka Karanam. That is Eka Sara Nitya Satya Akshara Purusham Veda. And all this we have told, if you remember. Eka Sara Nitya Satya Akshara Purusham Veda. That is what is said here as Satyam. That Brahma Vidya, the Guru gives to the seeker. And what a type of seeker he is? One who has gone through karma and upasana. Therefore, he has got the following qualifications. If you go to the first line now, Vidwan. Vidwan refers to the Guru. Shrotriya Brahmanishta Guru is Vidwan. And what type of disciple he is? Samyak Upasannaya. One who approaches the Guru with spiritual hunger. The Guru can easily discern within a few minutes of conversation what this student is. Whether he is a real, a cotton candy student or a real student with loaded with real Shraddha and Bhakti and interest. So, with spiritual hunger, Shraddha and Bhakti and Prashanta Chittaya, the one whose mind is calmed down through what? Pariksha Lokam. Through so much of experiences in the entire world. He has understood Prashanta Chittaya, who is no more extrovert and who is Samanvithaya. Prashanta Chittaya and Samanvithaya, both are synonymous only. But to avoid the repetition, we make a slight distinction. One refers to Shama. Shama means the quietude of the mind. And the other refers to Dama, sense organs. They are withdrawn from external world. Therefore, Prashanta Chittaya is Dama, sense control. And Samanvithaya is Shama, mind control. But it can be vice versa also, just to make a difference. In short, he has got Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti. Of, again, care of Tattva Bodham. Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampanna Adhikari he is. So, this spiritually hungry student went to a qualified guru. And what happened then? Wonderful dialogue happens. That is going to happen from the next section. We will see in the next webinar. Yo Vedadau Swara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakritilinasya Yaparasa Maheshwaraha Sri Krishna Arpanamastu Narayana. So every day we have something. Today we have no video. My video is still, I don't know, the webcam is still doing something, I don't know what. I'm not able to see it. And let us see if anybody has any question or... Okay, not now. Ramesh Kupaswami, no video audio, okay. Okay, I don't know whatever it is. Yes, fine. I don't know whatever time it is. So 8:32 p.m. it seems to be fine. I hope whatever it is. Anyway, any question when you came on but disappeared. Okay, that's all fine. Now if anybody has any question, I want to find out. Any hand raised? I don't see any hand raised or any question or comments from anyone. No, I don't see anything. Let me see the attendees list. Whether any hand is raised.